Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
We talked a lot about whether or not the Browns, if the Browns are deciding between Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, who should stay and who should go if one has to leave. I think, Garrett, at the root of this is kind of one overarching thought process, which is who do you trust to sort of nail the pick of a potential franchise quarterback? And this all leads into my thinking on, we'll get here in a second, Andrew Berry obviously talked earlier this week about whether or not, he was asked point blank period, do the Browns need to rebuild? And he gave an answer as to like why he doesn't necessarily think that's the case. We'll get that here when we can. But I tend to agree with Andrew in that I don't know that you need a full rebuild to turn this entire thing around. It's why I wasn't on board with the people who call into the station or otherwise who were jumping at the opportunity to just trade Myles Garrett at the deadline. And hey, get as many draft picks as you can, whatever. I want Myles Garrett here as part of the solution for this team. I don't think he's part of the problem. It is the NFL. You see teams turn it around pretty quickly. At the root of that, though, is you often have to nail the quarterback spot. And so I do think, like, as we talk about who should stay or who should go, I think it comes down to who you trust more to find and identify the quarterback that is right for this team, most likely via the draft next April.
Here's a problem. Let me pull this up. I pulled this up. And you, when you look at the NFL quarterbacks that are free agents, right? You can take a look and say, okay, well, what is your path, right? What is your path to getting better? So let's take a look at quarterbacks, right? The top quarterback, in terms of free agents, is a guy that's probably on your team right now, Jameis Winston. Sam Darnold will be a free agent next year. Maybe he's playing.
Russell Wilson is a
guy who is out here. Joe Flacco is another guy. But heck, Anthony Richardson.
Justin Fields.
So you take a look at that quarterback room and the free agent quarterbacks, which by the way, that never really truly really works out too well, because if a quarterback is worth anything, they're usually on a roster. That's how important they are. You take a look at the quarterbacks that you have in the draft. A lot of these draft prognosticators are saying this isn't a great quarterback draft. There's Quinn Ewers, there's Carson Beck, there's Shedeur Sanders, there's Cam Ward.
I'll say this real quick. I think Shedeur is probably the best of the class. But the problem with that, Garrett, is it's Cleveland, man. Like we're going to have an Odell Beckham Jr. 2.0.
Yeah, yeah.
The second things go wrong, dad is going to be the first person trying to get him out of Cleveland.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this, man. And I said this, and people looked at me like I was crazy. And I want to say there's a huge difference. There's a huge difference between race and culture. culture is something that is, you know, it's your ideology. It's how you view the world and see the world. And Shador Sanders, he's a flashy dude. Shador Sanders, his father is prime. His father's been outspoken. He's been talking about it. Hey, listen, we know how we feel about fathers saying anything. you can't show nobody's open. Come on, bro. You got to think about this and think about the polarization of the quarterback position. This doesn't just happen when it came to Deshaun Watson. Baker was polarizing.
Yeah.
Johnny Manziel was polarizing.
We all wanted him to succeed.
You got a system of people that have been polarizing all the way back to 1999. So my thing is, we've been some believe that we feel like we've been in a Browns community civil war for the last 6 to 7 years. And are you going to get back into that? Because listen, Shador Sanders, I think he's one of the best two quarterbacks. To me, him and Cam Ward are the best individuals, the best passers in this draft. But the problem is, they play a style of football that is similar to Deshaun Watson.
This was Andrew Berry's comments on whether or not the team needs to blow it all up and rebuild, or they can kind of stay the course here.
I'd say two things. Like, in terms of the long-term planning, again, that's probably a better postseason discussion. You know, I think one of the beauties of the NFL is, you know, it's not like baseball. It's not like basketball, where at times you may need these like half-decade long, you know, pivots or rebuilds. You know, I think you see it every year, you know, with teams. Just the margins are so thin. And then honestly, with just the way that our sports works with player procurement, it's not like we're drafting a 16-year-old kid who's, you know, got to play 8 years in the minors before he comes and produces or something along those lines. So, you know, no, I think generally you don't necessarily have to see those pivots in our sport.
I think he's right. Like, I don't think you have to tear it all down in football to find yourself on the other side having success, making the playoffs. I look at the Commanders as a perfect example of this, right? Like, Commanders finally got out from underneath Daniel Snyder. They finally drafted the right quarterback, and all of a sudden they're the darlings of the NFL, right? Like, 7-2, leading their division, have a chance to make the playoffs, and they're this new exciting thing, new exciting kids on the block. New quarterbacks are always going to spur hope within a fan base that this is finally the guy.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
And that's why I think this is like the root of the question of, you know, who stays and who goes. Like, who do you trust the most to find that quarterback? Because, gee, like, the easiest path forward for this team is drafting a quarterback, getting the right quarterback, and you can sell that to the fans, and that can instantly turn your franchise around, no matter what your cap situation looks like with the Deshaun Watson contract and otherwise. But the problem is, I know there's a lot of people out there who are going to call in right now, tweet us, whatever. They're going to say, I don't know if I trust Andrew Berry to make that pick. And they're going to say they don't even know if they trust the organization to make that pick, because the only quarterback they've hit on was Baker, and then they let him go.
Or they don't know if that quarterback is in the draft. Some years, it ain't a great quarterback draft. Think about a couple years ago when it was Malik, what is his name? I forgot. They drafted the third round. Malik Willis. Like, maybe it's just not one of those drafts. And one of the worst things that you can do is
talk yourself into a guy.
Talk yourself into somebody because you want to splash. Now, look.
Well, so then that brings up the question of, like, do you tank for another year and wait for Arch Manning? But then it's like, then you're wasting another year of Myles Garrett. Then you're wasting another year of Denzel Ward. Then you're wasting another year of God only knows who else on this roster.
And let me throw this out here. Andrew Berry, of course, is going to say that because he's a guy who is putting this stuff together. Every single year, the Cleveland Browns got this thing where we believe in we like our room. You still like your receivers, Andrew? You still like them? A couple years ago, you just punted on the season and didn't have D tackles. He just like, nah, we're gonna get D tackles off the streets. You don't need D tackles? Linebackers, think about this. Every year they get a retread middle linebacker. Started with BJ Goodson.
Then they got what a callback.
Then they got Anthony Walker.
What a callback.
Anthony Walker after that. Then they got
Jordan Hicks. Who hasn't played in like 4 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it is.
You get these same archetypes of middle linebackers.
Now, they do have JOK. They did hit on that pick. That's an Andrew Berry pick he's hit on, for sure.
But that you got one.
Yeah.
And what happens when one goes down? You're in trouble. Now, they've done the same. Now, think about this. This is a pattern. You do that at middle linebacker. You've done that at defensive end. Hour one, we talked about the veterans opposite of Myles Garrett that they keep bringing in, right? 1 year, 2 year deals.
They've done it at wide receiver.
They've done it at wide receiver. 1 year guy that somebody, Jerry Jeudy, that didn't really pan out to be what he was.
And he's right now, like, he's your wide receiver one going into the next year.
Anthony Schwartz over Amara St. Brown.
Yeah, that one's.
David Bell. Like you got guys. If David Bell was slow in the Big Ten, he was slow at Purdue. Like, think about this.
There's another question there too, G, because it's like they haven't developed wide receivers either. And then it's like you did all these offensive coaching changes, but Chad O'Shea kept his job. And I'm not trying to like call for people's jobs or anything like that, but it's just weird that the one position that's been that's eluded you these years and you can't seem to develop. Like what? Did you make all these other changes?
I need to know too, because I believe Kevin Stefanski calls his own plays, right? Or hires his own staff. Do you agree with that?
I agree. I think he does have the power to do at least that. Even though I think he was maybe forced to change offensive coordinators.
His run game coordinator. People talk about
you know
the run
that
game.
You know who that used to be, right?
Yeah. It used to be my man,
Bill Callahan.
Bill Callahan. Let's talk about the run game coordinator who they have now. Where he at? What's his name? Hold on, let me see. Where is he at? Here, let me click on this guy. Let me figure him out. Because
I honestly don't remember off the top of my head.
Nick Charlton, offensive assistant, run game specialist. He's in his.
They should let Deuce handle that, right?
I think he should. He's his first year with the Browns. First year as an NFL coach. He joined the Browns staff as an offensive assistant run game coordinator in 2024. He spent the previous two seasons as UConn's assistant head coach and offensive coordinator. They ranked 33rd in rushing, and they won three games. How do you replace Bill Callahan, one of the greatest football minds in the run game and offensive line coaches, and you bring in not a guy from the league?
And I think we all underestimated how big that impact was going to be, because clearly that hasn't worked out. And Andy Dickerson, I thought it was going to be fine, and maybe they take a little bit of a step back, but for them to drop off as much as they have. But so Garrett, in sort of. Do you think they need to blow it up? Do you think this ends with them blowing it up? There's no path forward where they draft the right quarterback and they can kind of figure this thing out over the next couple years?
What I'm saying is they got a bunch of stuff wrong, and it ain't going to take one quarterback in a down draft that's going to get this team. Because, listen, we haven't even got to left tackle yet. We ain't even got the receivers and left tackle. We ain't even talked about that. So, Andrew Berry, I would love to see this roster that you're talking about that only needs a quarterback, because I see a lot of holes.
Mm.
And not very many draft picks.
It's not going to be easy to navigate. I tend to believe that they can find a way through it. Garrett thinks at some point they're just going to have to own the fact that they have to blow this thing up because they got the Deshaun Watson situation wrong.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune
I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.